My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Real Lich Hours, the Planescape Torment podcast from Duckfeed TV, with art by Drew Wang and music by Gwen Static.
And in this episode, we watch somebody burn alive.
Yep, and we don't do anything about it. We are not shy about the Abishai in the Cutter's Dark for Burks.
We answer, what the hell is a prime in the Manual of the Planes?
And as always, wrap up reading one of your comments in the chant.
Yes. We're headed to the bar today. It is a great bar in a video game. I would hate this place. Vibe is rancid here.
In terms of smells, you know, I was raised in bars. My dad took me to a lot of bars. I spent a lot of time in bars.
Yeah.
You know, they're not good in general in terms of like hanging out as a kid. This one, I went on to hang out kind of regardless. The smell, the clientele, like some of it's really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to meet O.
Uh-huh.
You know, not a euphemism, but I don't want to smell burning flesh all of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It's a sometimes treat. It's when I put on the incense.
Yeah.
You know, that's I put on that candle when I want to smell it. I don't want to smell it all the time.
No. Yeah. Yankee Candle's Halloween collection.
Yeah. The sickle candles. The ladies' candles. Yeah. This is a very memorable part of the game. We're doing the bar in the area around it. The rest of the hive is a little less dense. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be next episode. But this specific quadrant has this bar that has tons of major NPCs. Stuff.
Yes, and lots of important stuff.
Yes,
and a lot of just interesting, incredibly planescapey stuff as well. You were not joking; it's not a euphemism. You do get to meet O, the letter O, not like of the letter people, but the concept of O itself.
Yeah, the holy alphabet.
The erotic adventures of S.
Yeah. I love it. Really, really good. We're going to do the stuff outside of the bar first because it's not quite as interesting. And then we're going to get into the bar.
Yes.
And I'm going to move in clockwise. And rather, you can do this however you like. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The first thing you do if you move clockwise coming from the mortuary area is run into a classic scam and flam. There is a character here named Damsel in Distress. Nominative determinism at its best, who says that somebody's abducted her sister and she begs for help.
Yeah, yeah, saying, oh no, come to this alley, please. lay down your weapons. This is a magic sigil alley. If you bring weapons, it will hurt you.
Its inhabitants are kind. This is a peaceful land.
Yeah.
And the game does this, it does this trick maybe more times than it should, but something I find really impressive, it does this really cool thing that I've never seen before. This is a ruse. You can see through the ruse. I've seen that. If you have enough int, you can see the blood on her dress is dried, her story's inconsistent, etc. She'll fess up to it at this point. And then you can give her tips about how to do it. I'm doing that because I'm chaos maxing. I do want to join the chaos attacks at some point. I found out that it doesn't lock you out of anything.
Okay.
There's just not a lot to it. There aren't a whole lot of quests, so a lot of guys don't recommend doing it.
Yeah.
And you have to be really chaotic to do it.
Yes. We're going to meet some chaos attacks as we go around the clock here. And they're chaotic in a way that feels like completely antiquated to the table to me.
It's very early 90s for a late 90s game. And I'm pretty chaotic, I like to think. In this game, I've been calling myself a Don. I've been talking to corpses. Not enough. Not enough for these Kings of Chaos.
Yeah.
I say I would kill her. You know, I'm not going to. Just lie. And then I say, like, hey, if next time you're looking for somebody, don't find somebody who looks like me.
Yeah.
I'm carrying swords. I'm with a